We missed you, Willem. You're back.
This week on Hot Goss, we talk about some upcoming gigs, new artistique expression, and the insanity that is shadow banning.
Mm-hmm. Plus a little vaccine chat, vax chats, Tokyo Olympics conversation.
And a one-on-one, heart-to-heart check-in tip spot just between us sisters.
Oh, yes. Mm. And as usual, the letters are decently informative, cute, and full of dick and hole pics.
So grab those kettles and get the water boiling. It's time for some hot goss. Hot goss. Talking about the hot goss.
Forever. Dog.
Ooh, I should have had an extra cup, just to, for the heat.
Would you like a napkin?
Yes, please. Welcome back for another
steaming, piping,
scalding serving of
hot goss.
That's hot goss.
This, as you well know, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics,
tick.
And take a deep dive into the DMs.
Ooh.
So let's get into some
hot goss.
But why is the goss so hot? Very hot. Goss.
Very hot. Goss. Honey, shit girl, please. I heard all the hot Gossingtons last week with Miss Delta Variant work.
Yes, DVW.
I giggled and cackled my whole way home from my special assignment to Hollywood. Uh-huh. Honey,
how's Rue? Are they making you do two episodes in one day?
She wanted me to paint her again, and I was like, let Raven do it. I'm not doing it.
You know what? I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Especially with these boutons.
Well, I'm so glad you're back. But yes, Delta did a very excellent job stepping in and filling your Zanotti's.
Honey, it wasn't stepping out. That was a Liza movie in the 80s. This was stepping in. And she went in. Did you? Her fart section, chronicling the farts, I am reticent to believe that was not an actual asshole which emitted that noise.
It may have been.
It was beautiful. It was a well-rounded fart. The flatulence was encompassing. I felt
there's
it in my
dimension.
Ears.
Yeah, there's yeah. dimension and depth. Definitely the Del Beefer, as she called it.
Mm.
Is that a Del Taco thing?
It sounds like it could originate from a Del Taco. If you have too much Del Taco, you can later get a Del Beefer.
I went to Del Taco once. It was no good. They should stick to making computers.
Dude, you're getting a Del Taco.
you're getting a Del. Intel inside. Yeah. We love Delta work. She was amazing. I'm so glad you're back.
Me too.
You successfully, pandemic or not, you completed the run of Death Drop on the West End. Congratulations. Yes. That's amazing. That is a bucket list, resume piece. That's fierce.
Girl, I got a whole new section on my resume now. West End shows. And then under it, I write partial list, like there's too many to fit. selected offerings.
I couldn't possibly put them all.
Too many.
There's not enough room.
Well, yes, I am a West End woman now, along with my sister Latrice, and hopefully we'll get to do it again somewhere down the line.
West End girls. You need to team up with Latrice and Monet and Courtney and sing.
The West End girls don't learn the words. Courtney's acting the show.
Courtney acted it first.
She may have done the book, but I did the music first, darling. Those songs were rewritten once a talent of my caliber joined the production by Flo and Joan.
Yeah. They had to transpose the whole music. the whole musical book. They
it basically turned into a Baroque minor key when Courtney had to take it down all those notches. Speaking of notches, there's a new one on your belt, Miss Thing. There's a new Alaska bobblehead by Wobbles available via Drag Queen merch, and your lovely visage is gracing it. Now, this can be used as ornamental, decorational, butt plug-in. This can go anywhere.
Wobbles, Wobbles, Wobbles. Yeah, what the fuck? You know, sometimes being a world-famous singer-songwriter, star of stage and screen.
We're still talking about Courtney?
Sometimes things come across my desk, and, you know, it's just such an honor to be immortalized in a timeless piece of art such as this bobblehead by Wobbles. There's a link, just go to dragqueenmerch.com and you can find it. It is probably one of the weirder things I've ever seen in my life. It looks like Anna Kendrick. Which makes me
think,
honey,
it's Anna Kendrick. Let me tell you.
Which makes me think,
Anna Kendrick.
Maybe they had like a bunch of like frozen bobbleheads that like they didn't use, and they took the head and like painted sort of.
Put a snake on that one. It's Alaska.
Put a snake on it. But it's cute. It's kitschy. I have mine in my kitchen. She wobbles, but she doesn't fall down.
I need you to make a whole wig of it, like a Virgin of Guadalupe around your face, like a.
Ooh,
so you can wear Craftanootings. Yeah, for sure.
Very Craftanoot.
Yeah. Maybe you can wear it at Divatronic doing Joanne at $3 Bill in Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 11th. Honey, that's almost your new East Coast home bar, I think.
That's what Joseph said the other day. He was
you got
like,
the blue moon.
Is that your new home bar or what? No, because I can't drive there. So no, I can't, you know, hop in an Uber and go there. But I love the work that we do over there. And Nick and I have always had this vision of like outdoor sort of golden hour, like right as the sun is going down. Like doing Joanne, because we love this album and it just needs that special like treatment, that kind of moment.
Honey, book me. I'll give you a golden hour, golden shower.
Right.
We'll make it wet and wild.
7:50 p.m.
Yeah.
Perfect lighting.
Love
you can get tickets. I think there's still tickets there's a link in my link tree on Instagram.
And we're asking that all Grigio girls purchase their Grigio at the bar.
Oh, yes, honey. Mm-hmm. Yes. Toss that cork and call.
Honey. Did you see that Dolly Parton turned 75 and dressed up as a Playboy bunny for her husband, Carl?
Well, she looked sickening.
She looked great. Little power nest illusion at the top. Her titties are so big, I had no idea. I knew they were big, but I was like, they go past her arms in the front.
Yeah, she's built like that. She looks amazing. Come on, 75. This is an inspirational moment that, you know, with hard work, prayer, and a team of surgeons working around the clock, 75 means nothing. You can just be stunning your whole life.
She honestly is, and she's kind of giving Alaska vibes in this photo.
I have often been described as a 75-year-old country singer, so I can see it.
Partonesque.
No, I think she looks beautiful. I want to do this look. Black gloves, black bodice, and some sort of animal ear. It is the most Alaska thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. And a little sequin dot pink collar with a white bow tie. I think it's a clip-on.
She looks stunning. And I love her caption. It's always hashtag hot girl summer for my husband, Carl. Happy birthday, my love.
Carl got it and he got it hot. A hot Carl tonight.
Honey, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's stunning. We love Miss Dolly Parton. And you know what else we love?
What?
We love to do a little rainbow spotlight every now and then.
Oh, slide on down the rainbow.
We do. Ease on down the rainbow. Our rainbow spotlight this week is a song by Jordy, and it's a song called Long Distance.
I don't think that's on my plan.
Long distance.
I'm kidding.
How many minutes do you have left this month?
I have an unlimited data. Let's wrap this up. So everybody take a listen to Long Distance by Jordy.
Yeah, I got pulled in. I met a guy on the internet last week. I'm so impulsive. Got a flight to the East Coast already. I get indulgent cause I don't get very lucky finding ones who have emotions. So fuck it, I'm just living in the moment, yeah. And I keep saying to myself that there's somebody somewhere else. It might not be here in LA, so even if you're far away, I'll take the long distance. Don't care where you're living. If you're something worth missing, then it's alright. I don't mind the space between us. If it means I can keep ya, I don't think we need a reason why. I think that I would rather be distant with you than feel distant with someone who is standing in front of me, but I can't even feel a thing. I would rather be distant with you than feel distant with someone who is living right down the street, but don't feel close to me. Know that my ex said that we couldn't make it work apart, and so we ended because he thought for me it'd be too hard.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50. And use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Welcome back to the Hot Goss. You want to talk about shadow banning? Let's talk about shadow banning.
You want to talk about shadow banning. That's the topic on the docket right now.
It's a real thing, I guess, because I feel like I've been shadow banned or whatever it's called, shadow blocked.
Okay, so I'm going to
I usually
read
do my best work in shadows.
I'm going to read this thing in case you don't know what we're talking about. Shadow banning, also called stealth banning, ghost banning, or comment ghosting, is the practice of blocking or partially blocking a user or their content from an online community so that it will not be readily apparent to the user that they have been banned. So it's basically really, really shady. Shadow banning is shady because it's like we're going to limit your account and not tell you that we're doing it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're dealing with this on YouTube right now, correct?
I am. For the past like 14 months, people have subscribed to my channel and then have been unsubscribed. And starting in like, I guess, early 2020, late 2019, I noticed it, my subscriber count, which had been going up since 2009 when I joined YouTube.
Yes.
A few thousand every month, 10,000 maybe if it was a good month. It just stopped at 922. And like I saw the number 922 for like 8 or 9 months, so I know it happened, and nothing moved. And the dumb people at Fullscreen were just like, "Oh no, you probably should just do more collabs." And then I got a new MCN, and they're like, "There might be something going on," because after I did a video with Trixie, it went up to 935, and then it stayed at 935 again for like 4 or 5 months. And then my friends were like, "I'm not subscribed to your channel anymore." I'm like, "Oh, I don't know what happened." Talked to my MCN who like runs my YouTube for me. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Oh, well, it could be them getting rid of spam accounts. We'll contact YouTube." YouTube's emailed me every 2 days to say they're looking into it. But like, if I favorited every tweet that said I subscribed and now I'm not subscribed, and the videos of it actually happening, of people doing screen grabs, it would be thousands of tweets. And like, I know my Instagram, everybody's been DMing me to tell me that I'm experiencing the same thing over there, or they are. So I appreciate you guys subscribing and doing that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's happening, but it's happening on TikTok too. And they've admitted to suppressing certain LGBTQ plus related hashtags. I'm just happy I'm not demonetized yet on YouTube, because they have done that to a couple people. They did it to Pandora, a couple other girls. But TikTok has also done some shitty stuff to their black creators too, like not promoting them, and then promoting like, you know, the African-American people are the ones that make up the dances to all these things that the little white influencers are shaking their asses to.
Damn.
And that's one of the things that TikTok is like inequitable in, I guess. But like, it's hard to deal with it, because it's like their playground, their rules. If I want to play on it, I have to agree to it. But I don't know what I did wrong to get shadow banned. And I'm worried, like, this is a part of how I make my living on YouTube. And I'm hoping that I get to keep doing it. So I'm not trying to like be inflammatory, but like, where are my fucking subs? I would have hit 1 million last year. I want my fucking plaque on the wall. Like, yes. give it to me now.
I want you to have that. I saw that you were tweeting about dealing with this, and I was like, well, why don't I go over and check and see if I'm still subscribed? I was not subscribed. I had to hit subscribe again.
Like, random stuff. Like, my sister, people I know who wouldn't unsubscribe to me were unsubscribed. I'm like, this is bullshit, YouTube. Why is this happening?
So that's not just we're kind of like not placing you in the suggested videos. That's like they are actively removing people who are subscribed to you from subscribing. That's
Ben de la Creme. She was removed.
That's wacko.
I think so too. Yeah, I feel targeted. I feel I feel like, honestly, like I don't know what to do. My hands are tied. And I'm hoping that someone fixes it. But like, if you do mention YouTube and ask them why this is happening, you know, it's happening to a lot of people. It's happening to Bob and Trixie on some people's channels or like subscriptions lists. I feel like LGBTQ, and after Pride Month too, I tried to get help all of Pride Month. I'm like, hey, it's Pride Month. You want to help a fag out? Nobody. So thanks, YouTube.
Is it because, do you swear on your channel? Like, you swear words?
Yes. Yes, I do. But I always check the box. These videos are not made for children.
Okay. Does that demonetize you if you do? No. I know a lot of people like bleep the swear words on their YouTube channels, and I don't know what that's about.
I'm pretty sure that they do that just so they can have like a clean channel that's more advertiser friendly. But just if you have a few swear words, you're not deemed unadvertiser friendly. You just have to click the box that says light profanity or something, you know?
Okay.
But I haven't been fisting on there. I haven't been doing anything nasty in like years. I've been behaved.
Do you think it's an LGBTQ thing?
Yes, I do. I think okay. there's something to do with my content that the algorithm or somebody at YouTube does not like, or maybe they just like Trixie better.
Well, she is more of a natural beauty, I just have to say.
I mean, who doesn't like eggs?
I think it's the fact that she does the natural look, you know. She doesn't mm-hmm. wear too much makeup.
Too much mug is alienating.
It's alienating to the audience. Mm-hmm. This is a problem, and I've heard about this on TikTok as well, especially. TikTok is, like, open about their. They're like, we don't like the gay. We don't like it. Don't do it. Don't be gay. Like, if you're straight, you can have your dick print showing through your gray sweatpants all day long. And you will soar the heights of millions and millions of followers. But if you are gay presenting or openly gay or queer or femme, then like watch out. You can't. That shit won't fly. And I don't like that. That feels yeah. gross to me.
It feels targeted, homophobic, all those things. But what can we do? I don't know.
Do you think that drag is getting more and more that G-rated? Do you think that's the future of drag? Is like G-rated, it's for the whole family, it's for, you know.
I definitely see drag veering into new sectors of which it wasn't included before. Like mm-hmm. with like, you know, Nina West being family friendly and stuff. There's yeah. all different kinds of drag and it can go there. Not every drag will go there. I'm more of a lady bunny. I'd like to be on like the edge of stuff and push some buttons sometimes yeah. and zip some zippers and snap some snaps. So
button fly.
I don't see myself going towards a sanitized version of myself anytime soon. And if that means I'm shadow banned the rest of my life, I'll just hover around 933,000 people and concentrate on the people that do love me there. But like, I would like to have people stop. I'm fine with being shadow banned, but stop taking away my subscribers.
Yeah, that's
you know,
fact.
Like, don't, if you don't want to put me on the front page, that's fine. If you don't want to say these are my videos in the explore page, that's fine. But stop taking away the people that want to watch my stuff. You know, there's so many yeah. people that are like, I thought you were done. I haven't been getting notifications. I thought Beatdown was done years ago. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
But I hope that it changes soon and I can only be positive about it and concentrate on the people that do love me while they're there. So
why don't we take it to the streets and do like a campaign where we print up flyers and go to Hollywood Boulevard and say, subscribe to my friend and literally get you single-handedly to 1 million because I want you to have that plaque.
Honestly, I think I'll go down to the YouTube offices in Marina Del Rey and do it there. Because, like, it's funny because two summers ago for Pride, my friend Daniel had me perform at the YouTube Pride party at their, like, old Howard Hughes AirPad launch, like, office. It's this huge old mm-hmm. building. So, like, it went from me being the featured performer for Pride to being shadow banned on their network. Thanks, YouTube.
Strange.
Very strange. Strange boots. Did you hear what's happening with the Olympics, too?
What?
Someone wrote a nice letter, but people are coming down with COVID already left and right there. But this letter from Tokyo says this. Japan and the Olympics are just around the corner. And the Japanese government is struggling to manage and provide the COVID vaccines. And they announced another state of emergency in Tokyo, the fourth in 2021. In which alcoholic beverages are banned from restaurants and bars, shopping malls are closed at 7, and people are encouraged not to go out. But still, our government is going to hold the Olympic Games, even with zero live audience. Looking back now, there were so many signs not to hold the Olympic Games in Japan. Like, the guy who designed the original Tokyo Olympic logo was accused of stealing design from Theatre de Liège, the theater in Belgium. Spending 294 billion yen, which is 842 million in USD, just to build and maintain the main stadium.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone in the government is against this fucking mess, but I want to know what you guys think. Are Americans as hyped up for the games? Thank you for your time, divas. Arigato gozaimasu. Gozaimasu? Something. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please correct my poor language, Big Dipper. English is not my green cup of tea.
So these are the side-by-sides of the logos. Okay, yeah, that looks like...
Mopped.
Yeah, it's the same. It's similar.
Is it Joanne or is it Joanne?
It's not dissimilar. I'll just say that.
At all.
Should the Olympic Games just have been postponed, or, you know?
I'm happy for the people that I know that are going, that are getting to compete and represent their countries. They've been working for years for this. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't like that the city residents are inconvenienced by having this.
Well, that happens everywhere.
I know, but usually you can go to the games and experience it, and this influx of money because of tourism, and now it's like there's no like.
Don't go out.
Yeah, don't go
don't
out.
Don't go out.
Don't go out.
Stay at home.
And you can't come and see the shows either. There's no audience. So don't go out, especially to our shows, and don't go out at all. And if you do go out, you can't go to the mall and you can't drink.
Girl, give her her drinks.
Her drink tickets. Yeah, so I don't really know, but I'm rooting for Tom Daley all the way. I want him to win gold. And go.
What sport does he play?
He's a great British diver, or a great British diver.
Oh.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, work. Okay, we have one last letter for this for before we go on break. Hello all, longtime listener, first time emailer. I wanted to follow up regarding the vaccine talk I heard with Alaska and Delta. I'm working with the California Department of Public Health, so I wanted to share some information to help minimize confusion. If you think of it in terms of analogy, the vaccine is like a shield. Your natural immune system is also a shield. When you get antibodies, if you had COVID, then you are bolstering your shield. Having a vaccine is just a really strong shield on top of your normal shield. So while you can still contract COVID, even with the vaccines, the idea is that you have such amazing defensive shields that it won't send you to the hospital and need a ventilator. The reason LA County is concerned is due to only 60% of the eligible people that can get a vaccine are vaccinated. At the time I'm sending this email, I believe the rough estimate is about 6 million people have the vaccine, but that means 4 million do not. That is still a lot of people that could contract the more contagious Delta variant and flood the hospitals. So at the end of the day, don't think of the vaccine as this cure that prevents COVID 100%, but think of it as a shield that gives you the best chance to make COVID just a minor inconvenience versus a potentially deadly virus. Still get the vaccine. And if you feel sick, just stay home. Or if you have to go in public, be sure to wear a mask so you aren't spreading your germs. Even if it wasn't COVID, I think we're now in a world where you shouldn't be out and getting others sick. From Kevin. Thank you for that clarification, because I think that I'm this person. I think I was like, well, if you get the vaccine, you aren't going to get COVID.
Honey, that's what I thought. And I saw how sick other people were in my cast compared to how sick I was, and I had the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that I had the vaccine, because I do not want to. I still don't have all my voice back. Like, my singing voice is still not back, and I got it the end of June, and it's mid-July. Like, I did a show in Grand Rapids, and I was like, I can't do that song right now. I can't hit that note. I tried.
Did you point to it at least?
I did a different song. I said, I saw the first show, and then I said, you know what? I'll do a second number for the second two shows. They're tipping. They're lovely. And the girl after me was like, oh, so you're going to do another number? And I was like, yeah, you have more time to change.
Honey, you were picking cabbage. They were giving them dollars.
Honey, I almost needed a cotton gin.
So wait, people in your cast weren't vaccinated?
Yeah, in England, the rollout was even slower. Apparently, their leader, this Boris guy, is even worse than Trump, kind of.
Oh, yeah, he's got her.
Because he's still in power, I guess.
He's got Gutterella for sure.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Do you want to take a break and talk about people?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're going to do a second number, so we'll take a break.
Just play the first one again, from the bridge.
Okay, we are back. I need a female assist.
I need a female resistance.
So some of you, you know, have been to the airport in your life, the TSA experience is never a positive one. I mean, it's horrible. It's a ghastly, you know, horrible experience. However, it sometimes is worse if you are a drag queen. So, okay. So, Bob, wait. What happened first?
I feel like Bob put a bag through the TSA thing, the little screener, and then from that bag, some of the contents were removed, which included his wig system, which included a bump, which is a rolled up wig underneath it with pins.
Yes.
Maybe a bun attachment or a chignon option. And then they ran that through. And then the guy took the tray over to a TSA lady, an African-American lady, who assured him, yes, that was a wig. And then they ran it through again without all the pins and the bump, like, totally taken out. So I've experienced shit like this at the airport for sure. My breastplate was, like, removed from a bag.
Oh, they're obsessed with breastplates over there.
Oh, yeah. And they ran it through just to check. And I'm like, is it really not obvious what that is? And then they took, like, my tape out and something else. And, like, why do you have tape? And I'm like, I put it in my butt. And then they just, like, they literally dropped it because it was in their hand. And I was like, it hasn't been in there yet. Like, calm down.
You put it back on the roll after you're finished.
They do not like it when you mention butt play at all.
No.
And the same thing happens. I've traveled with dildos for like shows and things.
And things.
No, honestly, I prefer a live member at all times. Live mammal shows.
All right.
But they act like they've never seen one. Like,
no.
There's been dildos on the walls of hieroglyphics since Egypt. We all know what a fucking dildo is.
Yeah.
And we know what it's for.
Let's not clutch our pearls. But then, okay, then the TSA posts on Instagram, the official TSA account. And it's a picture of the wigs in a bin. And it says, we heard you walked purse first through one of our security checkpoints. No tea, no shade, and we sure hope you had a pleasant experience. But when it comes to security, we do what needs to be done to keep you safe. At times, our officers may ask passengers to undergo additional screening, such as letting a wig out the bag to be run separately. This could be to resolve an alarm or as part of other security measures. Now, Shantae, you can stay. Thanks for your patience, hilarity, talent, and humility. Keep racking up them frequent flyer miles. Hashtag TSA, hashtag Travel 101, hashtag HBO, hashtag RuPaul's Drag Race, hashtag no shade, no tea, Shantae, you stay.
This feels like Meg Salter wrote it, that comedian who's like, hi, gay. You know, yes. It honestly feels like that. It's hilariously pandering to the point where you're like, are they joking? Are they just being a dick and covering their asses? But, like, I honestly feel like this is how some straight people think that we speak constantly.
Tell me. That's where it is. I'll tell you one thing. This is how we speak to each other.
To each other.
What we do not like and what we absolutely are repelled by is by a straight, horrifying Orwellian company like the TSA thinking that it's cute to say, ooh, no tea, no shade, mama, mommy.
Well, first of all, they said no shade, no tea. Fucking idiot.
Patronizing. This is patronizing because it's like, well, we know that, like, you like your little, like, cross-dressing show and everything, but you know what? Sometimes we have to just say, we're really sorry that you had to go through extra screening. Sometimes we have to do it to keep everybody safe.
Sorry, faggot. We had to look at your wig. We wanted to see if it was human.
Because I get it. And, you know, and if it's something they don't recognize or can't tell what it is, then yes, they do. It is their job to sort of examine it more and figure it out. But the, like, patronizing draggies kind of talking on an Instagram post isn't putting a Band-Aid on the situation. It's making it worse.
I need less patronizing and more patreoning.
Yeah.
And there's bonus content behind the paywall, patreon.com/Willem from the Race Chaser Girls. And Bob and Monet also have sibling rivalry bonus content. So hit those Patreons, support us girls, so we can rise up against TSA and reclaim our wigs.
Exactly.
Have they ever asked you to remove a wig when you've flown in drag?
No, but then again, I'm that girl that puts my fucking wig, shoves them into my checked luggage and just... Oh. Praise for the best.
I had a wig on, and I thought they were going to ask me to remove it because they patted the whole thing down like they were kneading bread on my head. And they're like, what is this? What's this? I'm like, it's a bobby pin. It's how I keep the wig on. Like, it's like, what do you think it is? I'm 6'3" in heels. You think I grew this pink hair, bitch? No.
I thought you did. So wait, this is all a lie?
Well, this is real.
This is all a lie.
It's a fib. I have a fibula.
It's a fibula. Fibulina.
Yeah.
So how, you know, other than, you know, pandemics, plagues, ruin.
Pestilence.
And pestilence. How's your summer going?
Summer's been sweet. I'm currently in Rome. Roaming if I want to.
Wait,
roaming
you're
around
in
the
Rome
world.
Right now?
Well, by the time this airs, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, whose drag room in Rome are you in? Because I see all your drag hanging behind you.
Well, you're looking at the past, honey. I'm looking at the future.
I'm the future of drag. I'm the future,
future.
Of drag. Yeah. You. So, what do you do successfully?
Quickly.
Aside from buying shoes.
Oh, girl, ask Sonique. RuPaul likes them. Everything's good. I have a question. How is your summer? Any new big projects coming up? Any artistic plans? We know Dipper is summering on the East Coast.
She is.
So there's some sort of bear retreat. I think they're all they're voting for a new Goldilocks in the woods.
They are, and they're all eating a bunch of sticks in order to create an internal plug that keeps them from pooping during hibernation.
I'm glad Dipper is figuring that out on his own.
That's what bears do. I think it's important to take a moment in, you know, the summer to be like, okay, like I'm going to do something intentionally that's not, you know, that's just for relaxation and recharging. And I hope that you're doing that because I know that your work ethic and your work schedule is breakneck, break back, and broke back.
About the workload?
Your workload is wild. And I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
Barely. Barely.
But I hope you're taking some time. Is Rome a pleasure vacation?
It is. It's, I'm here for my friend's birthday party, and the theme is caftan, so I don't even have to put on pants. So, bitch, I'm definitely relaxing.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
So, yes, happy birthday, Ari.
Absolutely. That'll be amazing. We're going to Rome! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Like
on Top Model. We're going to Rome! Oh, my God!
Exactly. That shoot in the Colosseum, I love that shoot. Ooh.
Girls. My God.
But we already know what we're doing next summer, actually, because next... I think June and July or July, we're going to be touring the UK with our Race Chaser pod live 2022.
Girl.
What you going to do?
2022, girl, what you going to do?
No.
It's coming fast. It's approaching fast. And our UK dates in July 2022, that's next year, are on sale now at racechaserlive.com. So plan ahead, get your tickets while they're hot, while they're still there. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to bringing you this podcast, but you can actually look at us and we can speak to you live.
And it's not just the podcast. We do other stuff. We sing songs. We play games. We talk to people. We have always special guests, the specialists of special.
Oh, yes.
We do not have a live animal permit this time, so I'll be yelling the show from outside the doors. But we may have a dead
clomp,
reptile.
Clomp.
I think that sounds like a pleaser banging on a safety door.
Why don't we take a break? And we'll be right back.
Cave is so fucking dark. Oh, I haven't been here in a while.
I really, really, truly. Well, do you have a flare? Oh, your jeans are flares. But no, I meant, we need a flare for light.
Hold on, let me pull this glow stick out of my butt.
Oh, perfect.
It's still good.
This, of course, is the
time. Don't grab that end. Don't grab that end. Other end.
It's like the tape at the TSA. I'm going to drop it. This is, of course, the moment where we go spelunking. Deep inside.
This first message comes from E. Hello to Alaska, Willem, Big Dipper, and any present guest caller.
E. My name is... I am on you.
My name is Alyssa, Alisa. I'd love to be on E. I'm a longtime listener of the pod, first-time caller. This week, while listening to the recent recap of All-Stars Season 6, Episode 4, with Bob the Drag Queen filling in for Willem, had me thinking because at one point in the podcast, Alaska and Bob were talking about a game within a game and what it could mean. Well, I have a theory. Knowing that the Snatch Game has not happened yet made me think of the saying, a game within a game. What if Snatch Game is the last challenge of the season, it's down to the top four, then all the eliminated queens come back to fight for their place in the competition by competing in the Snatch Game, so all the girls are gooped and gagged. Therefore, literally, a game within a game. I know this is an insane proposition, but I have a feeling that this is something that could happen, and if that is the case, I'm here for it. From E.
That's true.
How many girls are they down to? I feel like they're down to probably 8 or 9, right?
Yeah, it's...
Snatch Game usually happens when there's 8 or 9 girls, because it's two rows, usually two rows of four, or one row of five. Really?
Sometimes there's 10.
Well, they've done it with All-Stars where it was like that laughing dating show combo those two times, too, so... It might have been more then. This could very well happen, E. I mean, we don't know what they're thinking anymore, clearly, by the casting sometimes. So this could be happening.
What do you mean by that remark?
I'm flummoxed and flabbergasted to some of the people that they cast. That's what I mean by it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that they're actually out to find America's Next Drag Superstar. They're out to make a good TV show with some people that do drag. And they're out there to help themselves. They're a company, okay? And sure, they help us too, but they are not actually seeking America's Next Drag Superstar because they want RuPaul to stay that.
Sounds like somebody's mad she didn't get the call.
Mad, honey. We're past mad. We're peaking. We're peaking and perturbed. Peaking and perturbed is what we're calling it now. But I'm happy to participate.
Like somebody's feeling some kind of way.
I'm sounds happy like to
sounds like Farrah didn't email somebody back.
I'm happy to participate in whatever capacity that I can. And honestly, it's easier for me packing every year when other girls just pack my stuff for me and take it. And I don't have to wear it.
And but you get to be a part of it.
Yeah, and you can check out what I'd be doing on the runways on my YouTube channel if you're currently subscribed or unsubscribed to it for my RuPaul's Drag Walk Naw Stars. This week is a goth look, and I am literally on fire. I have horns that are on fire on my face. God.
You really are doing far too much. Make sure you go over to Willem's YouTube channel and check out all of her runways. She's recreating her and reinterpreting each runway each week. It's fabulous.
You didn't know trolls could do runway, did you?
Girl. Okay. Our next message comes from Elizabeth. Hello, Big Daddy Dip, Willem the Wild, and Alaska Thunderfuck Me Sideways. It's me, Elizabeth. LOL. So I'm an author, balls deep in my first novel. It has a shitload of characters and multiple storylines. I've got some great plot ideas and plenty of entertainment for all. I've recently discovered that maybe the story is too big for a first novel and I should focus on one or two characters specifically. One of the characters I wrote is a young gay boy named Philip. Some wonderful things happen to him and then some traumatic things as well. I thought about maybe focusing my story on him, but my gay roommate said something sort of in passing like, well, you can't choose Phil because you're straight. I'm more or less paraphrasing that, too. I have characters from multiple ethnicities and wanted to have a queer gay POV as well. I want to include people in my book. I want all the examples of different types of people. But is my roommate right? Should I not write about a young gay boy? I just wanted everyone to feel represented accordingly. Am I doomed to only write about cis, straight, white women in their mid-30s? Ugh. If I have to scratch it, fine. I'll do an erotic fiction. At least I know how to fuck. LOL. Elizabeth. What do you think?
I mean, J.K. Rowling wasn't a wizard. People can write from outside perspectives all the time. It's a problem when you mislead other people about that, like with... Mm-hmm. Who was that one author? J.T. Leroy, back mm-hmm. in the day. She wrote that she was like a 14-year-old truck stop lizard, and she wasn't. She was like a 30-something-year-old woman. I think she said she was trans, too. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know. Write it if you want to write it, and tell your roommate to mind his fucking business.
Well, my advice to you would be to maybe just... include people from the queer experience to help inform and make the character as well-rounded as you can. So, like, do interviews with people about their life and their coming out story and things that have happened to them so that you're coming from a really, like, compassionate and educated place and, like, do the work to make sure that happens. I don't think that you absolutely can't write about someone who has a queer, you know, a queer identity, but just make sure that it's coming from like a compassionate, educated place. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. And we have another letter from Chrissy. Hey, dipper face in it, Alaska once, and I won't ask you again. And Willem, pure fucked. Longtime listener, first time mouthpiece. I have been loving Padge Podge and wanted to weigh in on hotel towels rule brought up in the Miss Gay US of A episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is when they were talking about hotel towels not being ruined.
Ruined by makeup. I've done my share.
Honey, I've done worse. From working in a hotel, I can confirm that it's a real nuisance for housekeeping when a doll, whether they be in a drag variety or not, decides to take off their makeup using the towels provided. In the case of my home hotel, I can say the linens are sent out of house for cleaning, and makeup or fake tan become a cost issue for the hotel to get cleaned. But enough of the boring nuisances of hotel maintenance. I'm much sure that you'd rather hear of our hotel towels being used in a fashion Willem would be more used to. Seeing a lovely gay couple checking out only for housekeeping to come down 30 minutes later telling you to charge them for towels that are now less than pristine or for sheets that are, for a lack of a better term, gut busted. That term is gut busted. It happens more frequently than accidental expulsions would want to happen. Anyways, I wanted to say the Padge Podge has made me want to look into the UK pageant system more, and I was wondering if you dolls knew of any UK systems. Please find attached some pics of me in all of the glam as well as all the sham, if you catch my meaning. Also find some pics of me with Willem, Chrissy from Belfast. Oh,
Chrissy.
Yes, I remember this gig. It was Boombox in Belfast.
Oh, wow.
So fun.
Belfast. Oh,
well, honey, she could fit a fist. Look at that hole.
Well, okay. So the first picture
Chrissy's showing off her Chrissy hole.
Is you with Chrissy out of drag.
2014, I would venture a guess.
Are you wearing Chanel?
I'm wearing a Courtney in... what was the tricolor Courtney? It was like copper on top. And then, fuck, what was it called? Ugh.
So
it's not a Miss Venezuela. I forget what it was. But okay. I'm wearing, I think, David DeRimple or Scooter LaForge and
so
a Cavalli
cute.
Belt. Very cute. Thank you, Chrissy, for this photo.
Then we have a picture of Chrissy in drag. She's rocking the neon look. She has an orange and neon green outfit, stoned gloves, the
cute
neon
nail glow.
Green hair. The mug is beat. She looks great.
She's looking up to find the star and her light.
She is, honey. And then we get into the number 42, the spread eagle.
Office Depot is not going to take this chair back after what he's doing on it. She did not even put down a towel. She scooted all the mess on her floor to one side to where it's almost off-frame. Do you see all that mess right there? Where
yeah.
She's like, gotta clear the perimeter around the chair, but not the whole room. Yeah. Big dick pointing north.
Pointing and then, due north.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't gag on it, honey.
Oh my gosh. Then there's a picture of laying down from above.
I call this position whore in recline.
Whore in recline. The comforter looks to be some sort of floral or tropical leaf pattern, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Great. Fabulous. She looks great.
The sheets are not gut busted.
No. So, well, listen, this stuff happens in hotels, and it's not just gay people who ruin sheets with their sexual practices. I've got news for you. There's shit secretions, oozing, all these things happen in hotel rooms all the time. Mm-hmm. So I guess they have to take this into account, you know. And do they charge you extra for towels? I guess I've never gone in and looked. I've probably been charged enough to buy several homes around the world. And I just don't know it.
The first thing that I do is call the front desk to get more towels so that I can throw off their number count.
Ah, okay.
And then I bring a towel to the club so I can get ready on it and stand on it, the old Chad Michaels trick.
The old Chad Michaels.
Mm-hmm. I always have a towel, and sometimes I leave it at the club because I forget, but I haven't noticed any charges, but I also don't pay for my rooms. The clubs, too. But,
right.
Yeah, I take towels out of the gym, too, with me, so, like, the count is always off.
I feel bad now. Like, I feel bad that it's an inconvenience. I should just start using paper towels, maybe, like travel with paper towels to take my makeup off.
What? I don't know if that's true. I mean, I usually do a hot towel on my face after I like scrape off the glitter just mm-hmm. to like loosen everything. And sure, a lot of makeup gets on it, but then I do the Abilene and then I use toilet paper to take off the Abilene a little bit. I don't further ruin it. I only ruin it a little bit.
So you do just light ruining.
Yeah, a light ruining.
Thank you for your insight, Chrissy. And thanks for the whole picks.
Yeah, very nice.
And thank you so much for listening to
If you want to send us some hole pics or hotel gut-busted sheets, you can send those to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
Willem.
Just search using the hashtag racechaser and leave the coins on the dresser. And we're back again with Gaga Trivioki this week. This was really fun to do, and it's really fun to watch. So go to patreon.com/Willem and check it out.
I was watching, and I was like, these girls are so funny. They should have their own show. we're going to continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 and 2020 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to my channel and Alaska's channel on YouTube and hit that bell icon so you get notifications as long as I don't unsubscribe you and shadow ban you.
Exactly. And you can follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcasts.
Yeah, and that link on RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to the AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And we will be back next week with more piping,
steaming,
scalding,
boiling, gut-busting, hot
God. I wonder if porpoises can fart.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
Hot.